So the truth is, we all live with uncertainty. We may not want to, but we do. We live with uncertainty. And this shows or proves that we do not have control over external events, outcomes, and so forth. Because we want to be happy all the time, and we never wish to suffer. Remember earlier, I said, how much danger and misfortune do you want today? None. Why? Because we want to be happy, and we don't want to experience suffering. So because we want to be happy all the time, and we never want to suffer, we hope things will go well. But we're worried they won't. So, in short, we are anxious in the face of uncertainty. Okay, we're just spending a little bit of time kind of analyzing this. You know, we know if we feel anxious or worried, but we don't often examine it very deeply. We just think, I don't know, it's this thing. But we're not really aware of our mental state and our relationship to our world and to events. So we're just going like slowly now, just trying to understand what all this is. And I think it will become a lot less scary. We'll certainly understand that actually, when we see the real nature and source of the anxiety we experience, then we'll have great confidence how to gain freedom from it. But if we never understand this, we're just always experiencing it without choice, feeling like there's no other option. You know, like I said at the beginning, how can we be free from anxiety? Look at our world. Look at the challenges in my life. Because we really feel like it's something out there that's causing these bad feelings in here. It's normally that's an unexamined assumption we make. And we believe it. But fortunately, it's not correct. And you'll understand why I say fortunately. Okay, so we become anxious in the face of uncertainty. But we should not, this is true. We could even say anxious in the face of uncertainty and adversity. But this is true, but that does not mean that the uncertainty in our life is the cause of the anxious feelings we experience. So our anxiety that arises within our mind, that unpeaceful, uncomfortable, unpleasant feeling, anxiety, worry, fear, like this. The anxiety that arises in our mind is not caused by the uncertainty. Normally, that's not what we think, and you can tell because like somebody say, why are you so stressed and worried? And we say, I just don't know if we're going to get that job at work or not. I don't know if we're going to make that sale. See, we're like saying, I feel this way because of that. This could go well or it could go wrong. It might go wrong. I'm worried that it won't work out. And it feels like the uncertainty that we're experiencing is the cause of the anxiety that we're feeling. But the uncertainty does not cause the anxiety. For example, it's not our lack of control over the outcome of who wins the basketball game or Dancing with the Stars. It's not our lack of control over who gets elected, like these kinds of things, you know, that we worry about. It's not that. So if it's not the uncertainty and our lack of control over external outcomes that's causing our bad feelings of anxiety, then what is? Those feelings of anxiety are inside our mind, not outside. Therefore, the cause is also inside, not outside. In a simple way, what we can say is our anxiety is caused by our own uncontrolled mind.